Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Mija. For this solo episode, I want to talk about the expression, todo va a salir bien, Mija. It was a phrase my grandmother used to say to my mother when she called her back home. Later, she would say the same phrase to reassure me when things became too much. Basically, it means things are going to be okay. But what it really means is, have faith, good things are coming. I think about that phrase a lot. For many years, I thought I'd never get to that place of good things, that this mythical place was unreachable. For me, it was some castle in the sky built from dreams. Because I suffer from anxiety, and no matter where I am, bien is something that comes and goes. But over the years, I learned the secret to it, and I want to share it with you today. Here we go. I've been in Paris for a few weeks now, and today I have a mission. My apartment came with a shabby old blanket, and I need something warmer for the winter. Even though it's getting colder and I'd rather save money, I really need to get a new blanket and pillows. So, I have to go to IKEA, France.
One, two, three.
It involves three simple steps. One, navigate the Parisian subway system, which is shaped like a snail and isn't intuitive at all. Two, find the shuttle bus to IKEA Thiers, which runs every hour. And three, make sense of French IKEA to purchase the right items in the right sizes. The trip will take me 1 hour and 30 minutes, plus 1 hour in the store, plus 1 hour and 30 minutes back. So the whole day. I put on my walking shoes and raincoat and write down all the directions and size indications in a notebook. I take a deep breath and begin my journey. The metro is easy enough, nothing I've never seen before. There are less rats here, so that's nice. I check the notes again and exit the station. But when I get to the shuttle stop, there's no one there. The sign is covered, and I haven't seen a car for miles. I hesitate for 15 long minutes and then drop in to see the nearby grocer, asking in broken French for IKEA. As he tries to explain that it's a stop, the bus booms into existence. The loud engine makes us both jump. And I think to myself, todo bien, everything's fine. The bus is here. So I hop on. Next stop, IKEA, France. I go through the maze of the showroom floor and find bedding. And there it is, a blue blanket, deep blue like the ocean. I will swim in these sheets every night. They're perfect. A few other things catch my eye, and soon I fill the Fracta bag to the brim. I pay and make my way back to the bus. Merci, au revoir, I say as I exit. I can barely see over my bags as I make my way back to the bus. And right then, a storm starts to pour. As I fumble with my things to find a seat, no amount of uncomfortable stares can faze me. I did it. I made it. But after about 20 minutes, I realize I'm going in the wrong direction. I alert the driver, who explains where to get to the right station. He points with conviction. I breathe heavily as I run to the other station under the downpour. I don't know how much time has passed or where I am exactly. Panic starts to set in. So I call mommy. She tells me, "Todo va a salir bien." I breathe out and relax a little as the new bus arrives. It says, direction, Paris. Okay. I talk on the phone with her on the ride, and I breathe in and out. I'm soaked, but the precious cargo is safe. I arrive home what feels like 17 hours later, exhausted but mission accomplished. Yes. I put the blankets on the bed. The pillows are so soft. I dive in. I made it. As I run my hands over everything happily, I think to myself, blanket seems a little thin. So I check the tag and realize with horror that my beloved blue blanket is missing the actual blanket. Yes, all I have is the ous or blanket cover. For a moment, I start to panic. I have to go through all of that all over again? No. Then I think about the situation and I burst out laughing. I call mommy and tell her. She starts laughing too. That night, she joins me on the phone as I make dinner. Soup and a piece of baguette. I set up a chair by the window and stare out over the city of lights. Everything's fine. I'll just go again. Now here's the thing. Life happens. And I can't make the journey back out there for a couple of weeks. So I wear thick sweaters and socks to sleep until I can make it back. As I shiver myself to sleep again one more night, I think again about mommy's words. Todo va a salir bien. A few weeks later, I meet a kind boy with glasses who has an extra blanket at home, and he gives it to me. I still have that blanket and married that boy about 2 years later. And I've never been cold since. In the years that followed, good things came. Así que, listen when I tell you. Todo va a salir bien, mija. It's all a matter of faith. Thanks for listening. This is Miha on the Mic, a season of reflection on our shared experiences as daughters of immigrants. Over the next couple of weeks, I'll be sharing stories like these and inviting guests to share theirs. Follow us on Instagram at Miha Podcast and leave us a note if you like this story. Tune in every Wednesday for a new story from Miha. This is a production of Studio 80, a Latina-owned multilingual podcast studio dedicated to raising voices across cultures. For more from Studio 80, follow us at 80 Podcasts on Instagram. That's 80 Podcasts with an S at the end on Instagram. Next week, we're going to hear from another daughter of immigrants whose connection with her family serves as a huge connection and inspiration to her work. Stay tuned. And don't forget, this season is also about you. If you have a story you'd like to share, I invite you to reach out on Instagram at Miha Podcast and leave us a message with a short story or memory of yours that warms your heart. We'll read it out loud on the show. Thanks for listening. Ciao.
Did you know that Miha has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Miha Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.